Hello and welcome to another episode of Healing into Femininity. Love it. I hope you are doing amazing. No matter where you are, I hope you're doing amazing. I hope you had a beautiful day. I hope your vibe is high and you are getting ready to dive in with me. So, if you're new to this podcast channel, I welcome you. I hope that you are enjoying the content so far. If you've listened to something before, or if this is your first episode, welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Joanna Fatonji, and this is my platform, or let's say the platform is dedicated to healing into femininity. And what is healing into femininity all about? And today I want to dive into that. It's always back to the basics, okay? So, a little bit about me. I am a young woman and I have been to the sauna today. No, so what I want to say is that I'm all about the healthy lifestyle. I'm all about health 360 degrees, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, on all levels. I believe in that we are able to create that we love the lives that we love living. I believe that we are creators, and I believe that. And that's my mission, also to awaken us and to remind us of who we really are, right? That's really what I'm here for. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about my philosophy as well. And when I say my, I don't mean my, like the biggest realization I have currently and really since I've started this and the work that I'm doing on myself is it's never about me. And it's also not about you, like not the small you or the small me. It's not about glorifying myself, even though I do that a lot because I want us all to do it. But what I mean by that, it's really about a collective experience. And that's what I believe. Like none of us is special. We're all unique. But we're all the same and we're all equally amazing. And that's what I want to talk about. So I don't know if you are into astrology. I do follow astrology. I am not an astrologer. I don't know how to read the astrology chart just a little bit, but I do follow it. And I believe that the energies in the universe, of course, have an influence on us on the planet because everything is frequency. And the question that is around in the energy of this Leo full moon in Pluto is all about death for rebirth. And the question is, who have I become? Who am I? And my question for you too is, who are you? Who are you right now? It's not about who you've been a year ago, 5 years ago, a month ago, a week ago. Who are you today? Right? And I want to start with you going into this topic. So, I want to give you a little bit. I always like to speak about myself just to give you a reference of real life practical, applicability, right? We want to apply it to our real lives, all the concepts that we are talking about here. And what comes up for me around this time is really the topic of fully reclaiming my self-trust. My self-trust. After having lost my self-trust, I think I talked about that in other episodes, but I believe that every time when we don't listen to our inner voice, of the voice of our souls, the voice of the inner compass, however you want to call this voice, the still small voice. As said, your intuition, your sixth sense, whatever. When we don't listen to it, I believe that we automatically sell a part of our soul. When we don't listen to it, we override ourselves, we override our boundaries, and we ultimately lose something of our wholeness. We can always reclaim it. That's why I said it's about reclaiming it and say, hey, I want it back. I want it back. I want my self-trust back. I want to trust myself more. I want to trust my inner voice more. I want to take the parts back that I've lost along the journey. And I always like to share of my personal journey. And even though I would have thought that I have started my real self-aware, self-conscious journey almost 8 years ago, seven, eight, 9 years ago, but it's really a process. It's really a humbling journey, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Layers and layers and layers of skin that we shed along the way of trusting and trusting and deepening our trust and our believing. And it is also about fully owning who I am, owning who you are. I believe self-trust goes with trusting every part of ourselves. And in my case, it has always been like this little internal battle of so many things. I always say it has been a battle between black and white, like unifying my identity of being like half Ghanaian, half German, unifying my identity of being very savage, like being ratchet, loving like street music, loving the adventure, loving the simple life. I can't even put it in words. Like, that's all boxes, that's all conditioning labels, but I want to give you a little insight, right? And at the same time, being a scientist, like, I love learning. I have been like, yeah, learning. I had my first step was like my bachelor's degree and learning and loving scientific thinking, and then studying nutrition, studying nature, right? Studying the body, studying anatomy, studying food, studying herbs, studying the effects on the human body, and then going into metaphysics. And that's what it's about for me. Like, I am an avid student and also teacher today, but more so student. But that's always the thing. I mean, if you want to be a teacher, you have to be a student. You have to be a lover of the arts. And I am a student of metaphysics. And what is metaphysics about? I will talk a little bit about that today as well. So it is really for me currently about owning all of who I am and being so like whole and one without being self-conscious while I speak. Like, I'm here. I'm loving myself. I don't think about all the dissociated parts of myself, and I don't think about those things anymore. I'm fully here. I'm fully present. I am all that I am. And it took some time to reclaim all of that, to be fully me, to be fully authentic in what I am sharing, and giving myself permission to just share randomly. Like, I always intend to give it a structure so it's enjoyable for you to listen. And at the same time, I give myself full permission of just expressing myself. Yeah, that's it. So really coming into wholeness, being complete without searching for anybody or anything else outside. And a little bit of my journey, I said it before, I've always wanted to help people and bring them close to me. I've been reflecting about my journey of I would call it somehow evangelizing, even though I was very quite early aware of that. I don't believe in evangelizing. I don't believe in going out there and telling people about, hey, this is what I believe in. I want you to also look into what I believe, right? I think it's something nice in it, but if I believe in something so bad, I don't like the concept of convincing people. I have been in sales for the past more than 10 years. I have been in financial service sales. I have been in network marketing for health, even though these are all things that I believe in. I believe in financial education. I believe in health education. And I believe in exactly what I do as a transformational coach. I believe in educating people about their potential, right? I believe in educating people about their gifts, their spiritual gifts, their human potential, their metaphysical gifts, all of those things. And at the same time, I don't believe in convincing people. I believe in calling people in. I believe in wanting, like, just sharing from the heart. And then if somebody really is interested, they will come. So that's something that I had to shed. I had to shed that skin. And it took me almost 10 years to really let go of the fear. And it is a fear. It's a fear. It can be in the most subtle form. I don't know if you know about like finances, but like I do invest, and I do invest in the stock market, and I especially invest in crypto. And I there are two in the financial sector, they say there are only two base emotions that influence human beings' actions in the financial market, but I believe it's basically for almost everything. And it's fear or greed. Fear or greed. And I believe this is exactly what has been underlying for me too. Even though my intentions for the things that I started sharing, they were always pure because it always came from somebody kind of like convinced me, because I love learning. I don't only love learning about metaphysics, even though that's my focus, that's my love, that's my dedication, that's my devotion. But I'm open to many topics. As said, like the first topic I got in contact with when I was still studying, like apart from my studies, it was really wealth building and financial education. And I love learning. So I got into it. And then I thought, wow, I think everybody needs to learn this. Like that has been a big part of me, like this evangelizing, right? Like learning something. It's just like religion. Like that's exactly what people do when they find Jesus or whatever, right? They come to some point in their life, and then they find Jesus, and then they go out and try to convince everybody else that now Jesus is the real deal. Okay, that's good. And at the same time, again, as I said, I don't really believe that that really works, because you can't give somebody something that they haven't arrived at yet themselves. That's what I believe today. But I did that for a long time about finances, and as I said, with health, and then also at the beginning when I got certified as a coach, I wanted to help everybody. Like I wanted to tell people, hey, look, like you can create the life of your dreams. There's a whole technology about it. So I believe that what we do there, like when we want to convince other people with this pushy energy, it's always about energetics, right? There's nothing wrong with wanting to, help other people, or wanting them to also experience the beauty of the thing that you have experienced. And it's true, that's what people in sales or in network marketing or Yeah, in any kind of distribution form. Say it's just like telling your friend that you've been to this pizzeria, to this pizza spot, and you love the pizza so much that you're gonna tell your friend, this pizza was amazing. You should go there. It's a recommendation. And it's true. It's true. That's exactly how it should be, because most of the time, the things that we sell, that we recommend, are things, if it's in business, if it's related to business, there's a commission attached to it. And there's nothing wrong with that neither. I love that concept. It makes sense. But it's all about the personal development here. It's all about the awareness. It's a deep, subtle level of self-awareness, self-knowledge of is now the love. Like, if you imagine you found something, we can keep the pizza analogy, or we can keep the health analogy. Let's stay healthy, or the money, the wealth analogy, right? You find something that helps you to make more money. You find something that helps you to get healthier. You find something that helps you to create the life of your dream, right? So you find these things. You want to share it, you do share it, and there's a commission attached to it, right? You get money for the recommendation. And then the question is, would you make recommending the pizza spot? Would you make recommending the pizza spot? Would you make it a full-time life purpose if you didn't get the money? Would you make recommending this financial literacy stuff? Would you make it your life purpose if you didn't get money for it? Would you make that health product, recommending the health product, recommending whatever it is, would you make it your life purpose if you didn't get money for it? I'll let that sink in. Yeah, we all gotta make money on this planet somehow. But that's me. Like, I'm fully being transparent with you. Like, I love these things. Like, it was, oh wow, look, enlightenment, right? Every time we learn something new, it is enlightenment, literally. Enlightenment means bringing light to the dark, and learning is light. Light, enlightening about some aspect of life you were ignorant to, and ignorance is darkness. So you light up a part of your life. Wow, I love that. I want to study it more. And then comes the temptation. And here we go. That's really what I want to shine the light on. It's not about good or bad. It's not about doing it or not. It's really about the intention. So now, here come the human emotions. Are you continuing to share it out of fear because you are afraid that you will run out of money depending on if you chose it to be your full-time job or things like that? Then we check fear or greed. Maybe you're good at it. I've always been good at sales in the beginning. Most of the time in the beginning, because it was genuine, because I have the capacity of being enthusiastic. I am an enthusiastic person. I love life. I love life. I love being alive. I am a happy person by nature, and I love learning. So I'm naturally enthusiastic about things that enlighten me, that make life better. So I was always good at it. So now we really have to check ourselves. Do we continue for the love because we feel good, we feel abundant, we feel satisfied, we feel content, and we really feel like there's nothing more in this life that I want to do than this? Or do we do it because of fear of losing out on money, or fear of missing out on fame or fortune or greed? Because, okay, now you experience that you're making money and you want more. And then you continue, continue, continue. And then the recommendation doesn't, it doesn't stay at, how do you call it, unattached? It doesn't stay unattached. It becomes a little attaching. Like, and people feel it, right? And people don't like to be pushed. And I know that I have pushed people a lot in the past. Hey, I think like this is really where I burned a lot of relationships down, but I had to learn it. And I want to shed some light on that, right? It's if you love something, let it be pure love. Let it really be pure love for the thing, for the subject matter, for because you love it so much, you want to dedicate your life to it, and you're gonna be like, that's where I had to arrive. I had to arrive at the point, and this is where I am now. And it took some time. It did take some time. I had to arrive here at that point where I'm like, I have been through the death of the soul, or how is it called? The dark night of the soul, the ego death, the level of nobody cares about you. And then reawakening, right? Coming out of the ashes like the phoenix, and be like, okay, I died and I'm back, right? I'm back. And this time I'm back. And of course, like, my intention is to give people hope. That is the intention of my life. I truly believe that. Like, my name, Joanna, is inspired by the song Joanna, Give Me Hope. And my mom told me, like, she chose that name because of the song. And probably there was something resonating in her being like, I would like hope. I want to have hope for the world. And here we go. Like, let me call my little soul sunshine Joanna, because she's going to bring hope into the world. I truly 100% believe that. And so my intention is to give people hope. I want that because it's beautiful. And at the same time, probably there are more and more layers to it. But I'm at the point where I feel like I love it so much. Like, I love it so much, I'm gonna do it every day of my life. I'm gonna do it every day of my life. I'm gonna share these thoughts. I am going to share the work that I do with the Dream Builder process and with teaching people how to manifest the life of their dreams, how to become self-aware, how to clarify all of the gunk in the system of self-doubt and fear and worry and low self-esteem and sickness and all of that. I'm a healer. That's what I believe. I'm a healer. And at the same time, I will do it because I love it. I love it. If somebody feels attracted, you are more than welcome to come and learn. And if somebody doesn't feel attracted, that's also okay. That's how I feel. And I will figure everything else out. That's how I feel. So I got on a little tangent here, but today, the intention of this episode again was, what if I die tomorrow? What do I want the world to know about me? And currently today, I want you to know this about me. And I want to check, or I want to give you the opportunity to check in with yourself. Where are you still not living 100% in alignment with your highest truth? And the highest truth changes, but we are currently, like, with this full moon right now. It's really about giving ourselves the opportunity to realign with our highest truth. And my highest truth is definitely to continue to be a teacher of metaphysics, because that's what I do. That's what a life coach is supposed to do, I think. I don't know what other people are doing, or I don't know, because the word is not like there is no framework around the title of being a life coach. But I believe that that's like basically what a life coach is, everyone. That's what a life coach should be. But some are probably not like, I think, and there's levels to this as well. But a life coach to me, and this is what I've learned with my institute and the teacher I had, it's about transformation, right? And today I want to go a little deeper into the science of it, because it's not just, yeah, let's talk about self-love, but there is a science to it, like a real science, just like a mathematical formula. So, and to just round that topic off of checking your own intentions for whatever it is that you love to share. And I want to go even a little deeper. Oof, I think maybe this episode is going to be very long, or I'm going to divide it in two because I just made a few notes and I just came to the fourth line here. This was my intention. My intention was not only maybe the fear of not making money or the greed of not making money. My deeper intention was to bring people close to me, to make people love me. Even as I'm saying this, it's so sad, but it's also beautiful to uncover it. Wanting to make people love me, wanting to make people love me by being of value to them, which is perfect, which sounds so good, right? But I want people to love me regardless if I bring them value or not. Value meaning bringing them a smile or just being, like, actually, I just want to be, right? But I learned so much always before because of me, first and foremost. I can't say that with honest truth. But then I became this overachiever, this pygmisha, just like one of my favorite YouTubers likes to say, pick me, like, hey, here, I have so much to offer. I'm so valuable. Here, I can help you. Even though the people didn't want the help, right? And where did it come from? I want to go a little deeper. It came from my very deepest fear of being abandoned by others and not receiving love. That's where that was like my core motivation of helping people. And I believe that this is so prevalent in not only the coaching industry, but with so many people, and especially women. And I speak to women. I believe that so many women sacrifice themselves, so many women martyr themselves because of this deep hidden fear of abandonment. And many of us have the trauma, the wound of abandonment as a child, not being loved enough, not being taken care of, like not being held when we cried. All of these things can lead and lead to some level of abandonment, neglect. And depending on how deep it is inside of you, we all have it somehow. We're afraid to be rejected, to be re-abandoned. And I definitely had it. So it took some deep uncovering. So coming to the root, I was afraid to be abandoned, and that's why I made myself very, very valuable learning about all these important topics and then being like, hey, I can help you, like from a soul's perspective, right? Like, hey, I can help you. And then I helped, but I didn't feel fulfilled because that wasn't really it. I wanted to be seen. I wanted to be heard. And there was another layer uncovered here. And I didn't get that. Like, I didn't want to be only seen and heard by helping others. I wanted to be seen and heard and appreciated and acknowledged like a star. Like, let's exaggerate everything so it's clear, like a superstar, right? By being the mate. Like, I remember I'm seeing this picture in front of my eyes. I remember, like, right after like culinary school or becoming a nutritionist, I worked with this NGO and I worked with a group of kids, like Afro-German kids. And there's a picture of me and the kids and the leader of this NGO where I was like wearing this apron and just standing next to a group of kids in front of this. It wasn't a church, but it was like an organization. And I remember I did that for a while, like cooking with kids and teaching them how to eat healthy. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I am proud of that. But at the same time, again, I wasn't being honest to myself. Like, I only gave because I wanted something back. I only gave because I was lacking still. I was lacking the self acceptance and the self love that I was seeking. So that was a realization. And when I realized, no, like I don't want to sacrifice myself, I don't want to martyr myself in order to be loved, right? I deserve a good life. And then I started coming back into my power. And then I, for a short while, like almost completely abandoned the so-called helping other people in a literal term. I became the saleswoman, and just thought about myself, so-called. But of course, sales is always about service. It's about win-win. And I 100% believe in that. Selling a service, selling a serving. And I learned so much that it's a win-win situation. And I also learned how to not need anything. I learned how to give what I was seeking from others to myself, seeing myself, recognizing myself, acknowledging myself, loving myself, like being proud of myself, patting myself on the back and saying, girl, you go, you're amazing. And I didn't need that from anyone else anymore. Right. So that was so healing. That was so healing. And I think this is really being aware of the people inside those helping services, if they are giving from a healthy flow or if they're coming from this self-sacrifice, because most of the time they want something, they need something, even if it's just so-called, quote unquote, just if it's just the acknowledgement. But yeah, like sometimes people won't acknowledge you and it feels icky. It feels icky when people need something from you. Like it's this, it feels like people are sucking your energy, right? Like, tell me that I'm amazing. Tell me that I'm a good person. Tell me that I am doing all this and that's so wonderful. You're doing all this wonderful work for the church. You're doing all this wonderful work for the community. Yes, thank you so much. But no, there is a lack there. There is a lack there. That's not true. Right. So I wanted to address that also for you and just to be aware of the levels of healing there are to make in order to come into fullness. And this is something, as I said, right now, we are having the full moon that helps us to shed these layers and to come into more of who we are today. And I learned in the sales job as well, I learned to face my deepest fears of being abandoned. And being abandoned is simply a no, right? People saying no to you. And then you can take it, and that's the stories that we create. You can think, oh, those people said no to me because whatever your mind is gonna find, right? Because I'm a woman, because I'm too young, because I'm black, because I am not a professional or competent salesperson, because the mind can find so many reasons. And the more I did the work, the more I realized it doesn't matter. Like, I'm lazy. That's also something that I think is my biggest gift. I don't want my mind to race around and find for hypothetical reasons, because I don't know why they said no. And the best thing I can do is to ask them. And if I start, like when I started doing that, asking the clients, asking the people, like, why did you say no? Most of the time, they gave me an answer. They said, you did an amazing job, but actually, the company is too expensive, or something like that. And then I was like, oh, cool, perfect. So I could heal. I could heal. I could heal this deep level of abandonment. And I realized, I don't need nothing. I don't need nothing from you. I don't need your approval. I don't need your praise. We're just meeting. I have something to offer here. You have a need. You want something. And let's see if we can come together. If not, no hard feelings. You go your way. I go my way. And we continue. We continue. I continue. And somebody will like what I like. But there is no pushing. There is no pushing. There is no convincing. And the day I really realized that, and the day it clicked, it clicked when I realized I am done. Like, really, literally, fully, full body empowered, embodied, full embodied. I don't have to convince nobody. Like, the energy for the convincing left my body. I was like, no, like real adults, and that's what I call an adult, a healed person, right? A healed person is an adult, right? Before that, we are still acting like children. And I realize in the job and the experience I made that, like, real adults, it's so beautiful to speak with them. Like, they ask their questions, you answer or not, and you just talk openly, authentically, real. And those were the people I got along with the best, and I didn't have to convince them. It was just, here, I'm a nice person. I know that I'm a friendly person. I like to be friendly and all of that, but it's not being slimy. I don't have to be slimy. I don't have to convince you. I don't have to do all this extra stuff in order to, like, wrap you around my finger. No, let's just talk. And if you don't want it, good. If you want it, okay. I am fine either way. And really embody that. Really embodying that feeling of, like, I'm fine either way. I wish you all the best. Bye. There will be another client. There will be someone else interested in exactly what we've got to offer. I trust that. And the same goes for you as a whole person. The same goes for you as a whole person. We can apply everything I'm saying to relationships between man and woman, or masculine and feminine essence being. And also in business, it's exactly the same. If you feel complete, if you don't have the lack inside of you of wanting to convince, of needing anything, needing acknowledgement, needing compliments, needing validation, if you don't need that anymore, you're going to be so magnetic. You're going to be independent. You're going to be whole. You're going to be a full individual. You're going to be sovereign, right? All the good things, all the things. That's for me the words of the Empress, right? The queen, the fully developed, capable woman or man. It applies to both. So this is where life actually starts getting fun. And let me see what I've written down. Let me know what you think about that. I hope you could follow along that there is a delicate balance that we have to find between something that we love, something that we love to share, and at the same time, becoming mature in that, being real with ourselves, and also not taking it too personal if other people don't love what we love, and still standing in that, still standing in that, and being like, okay, I love it. If you don't love it, that's okay because I love it, and nobody else has to love it. Good. Everybody goes their way. So it was really for me, it was facing the fear. It was facing my deepest fear of being abandoned. And I got abandoned left and right, if we want to use that, right? No. The mind made up so many stories. And because I was self-aware already and I knew about the principles of the mind and self-awareness and studying your thoughts. And like I had been in coaching and being a coach then for almost 6 years, at least 6 or 7 years. So I could apply all these things in real time while I was in the sales job and constantly like soothing myself and using the techniques that I've learned, soothing myself, loving myself. Every time somebody said no to me, it was a chance to say yes to myself and being like, girl, you're good. You're good. It doesn't matter. We just continue. So I just love that experience so much, and I really want to, I want to encourage everybody listening, identify your deepest fears and then go there. Like that is the quickest way of transformation, and that is the quickest way to start living your dream life as soon as possible. Today, I listened to a recording of one of the trainings that I've attended in 2019 in LA, and my teacher, my mentor, she said something amazing because she had been a counseling psychologist for I think more than 10 years or something. And that's why me personally, I also like I had a few therapy sessions, but really basically only because I wanted to get the validation that I don't need therapy, because I believe if you do transformational work, that's what I believe. And I said what I said, right? Some people might need therapy, okay, but I believe the majority of people don't need therapy. Most people need transformational coaching. That's what I 100% believe. And what I see there is, or my teacher, that's what she said. So just giving her the authority, because I am not, I have never learned to be a counseling psychologist, but I know about the workings of the subconscious mind and how to use it to create instead of in therapy. Most of the time, I know there are also different modalities and they're changing, but the traditional way of psychology was to look into the past and to find the root cause, right? So that's good, but then what? And that's the whole point. This is where transformational coaching comes in, or transformational work modalities. Is you find the root cause, good. And now what? Now you have to go and take massive imperfect action in order to learn to love yourself and become resilient and override that old pattern. That's radical. And that's the only way. Like, that's really what I believe. It sounds so harsh, I know, but it's the real deal. Like, I believe in that. I believe that we have to like find the root cause and then go exactly in. Go in, face the fear, go out into the world, like be beaten up. So, like, yeah, right, in quotation marks, get yourself beaten up, because only if you face that fear, you will feel how it feels, and then you will realize that you didn't die. You understand? You will feel the fear, you will feel the feeling. And the feeling of fear, the feeling of being re-traumatized, so-called, this deep feeling inside your cells, that is what a trauma is, right? It's a deep emotional imprint that is locked into your cells. And if you go back and like feel, it's like you're opening the pocket of this locked in feeling that is running in your system. And then you go head first into the feeling and you feel the feeling, and it's a horrible feeling. You feel like you probably feel like you're dying. You're dying. And when you then get back up, get out of the feeling, depending on how long it takes for it to wash through, because that's what it is. In order to really be free, we have to let our emotions free, right? That's a whole technique for itself. So, but that's basically it. You go into the feeling, you feel the feeling, it feels horrible, but it's like washing it out, releasing it, letting it out of the pocket. And then when it's felt, you release it, it's gone. The feeling is gone. And you realize I didn't actually die. And that's the moment of celebration. This is when you realize, cool, I am literally getting stronger. Nothing, like I faced my deepest fear. Like, what else? What else? Like, what's now stopping me? I'm not going around. I'm not tiptoeing around my fear. I can actually jump right into it. And it gave me the superpower of being, I can just ask people things and I can just say what I want to say without, sometimes I still feel the feeling or the fear. I still sometimes feel the fear of being rejected by somebody that I have liked or that I have built a relationship with. But I will always choose my truth. I will always choose saying my truth. And then the person can decide what they do with it. And then I'm always up for, we can continue to talk, right? I believe that even if we don't have the same opinion, we can still be friends. We can still be cordial with each other. Like, I don't have to abandon you just because you don't have the same opinion, or because, yeah, there's a part of me or a part of my belief system that you abandon, that you reject. I hope that's clear, right? That's a whole topic. We could dive into that so much deeper. But I'm no longer afraid to be rejected. And that gives me all the energy to also do this podcast and do all the things that I'm doing currently. And just being me and giving people the chance to see me and giving myself the chance to be seen and to be rejected, right? Because that's exactly what we want. We want to be fully seen for who we are. And then this is the only opportunity we have to either be rejected fully or to be loved by the people that will love you. And if they love you for who you really are, they probably love you. Not always, not forever, because if you're so real, sometimes people will love you in the beginning and then they will start hating you later down the line because you continue to be real. But that's a topic for another day. But it gives you the freedom to be you. It gives you the freedom to be fully you and to show up as you fully. Oh, it feels so good. Feels so good to be alive. Even if I die tomorrow, you know, that's how it is. Being fully aware that, yeah, we are here now, right? And then if you are everything that you are, there is nothing to desire, really. That's also what comes with it. If you are fully who you are, if you are fully who you want to be or are, there is nothing to desire because you are everything in the here and now. There's no better feeling than that. I love it. So that's where I am. Again, we're still at the topic of who have I become? Who have you become with everything I just said? Right? Starting the journey of, oh, I love something so much. I want to go out there into the world and share it with everybody. To realizing what is the deeper motivation of you sharing? Is it because you are seeking approval? Is it because you only feel valuable if you bring other people value? Or can you feel inherently valuable without doing anything for anybody? That's a deep question, right? And then becoming aware of the motivation. Is it fear? Is it greed? Is it the fear of abandonment? How can I transcend it? How can I overcome it? How can I step more into authenticity and fearlessness? It's not that it's fearless, right? We don't want to lie. It's not that I'm fearless completely, but it gives me the possibility to act even if I feel the fear. It doesn't paralyze me no more. Yeah. And it is really about coming into how people say, maybe you've heard that before, this, you have to get your heart broken so many times that your heart breaks open, right? It hurts. Boom, boom, boom. You get punch, punch. No. Rejection, 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 rejection. And then you realize, okay, I never died through that rejection. So I'm still here. I'm still alive. And it's also a big, big level of killing the ego. Right, killing the ego of, because what is the ego? Like, there are so many things we can say about that, but what I just want to dive into is the ego is a level of like layers, masks, right? Masks, self-designed masks, identities, and also identities of self-protection. Many times it's self-protection that we have layered upon a hurt of abandonment or a feeling of not enoughness or a feeling of basically that's it, I think, like not being not enough and the fear of being rejected because you are not enough, right? You're not loved, you're not good enough, and that's why you're being rejected. And then because we are so afraid to feel that feeling, oh my God, dying, dying. We're so afraid to feel that feeling. That's why we put on a self-defense structure because we want to defend this delicate, soft spot of ourselves, the most vulnerable part in ourselves, our hearts, our love, our authenticity. We want to protect it with self-defense mechanisms. And that is what an identity becomes, right? You become many times, if you're not self-aware, you become something just to to override or just to make up for that hole in your soul, right? Overachieving, being successful, being perfect, being pretty, being super nice. All of these things are self-defense mechanisms, right? These are protection mechanisms because of an inherent feeling of I am not enough. Being the daughter that does everything perfect, that the parents can love her. That's a self-defense because you are afraid to be rejected. You're afraid to not being enough.
Oh, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck
Because God loves us anyways. And if the word God doesn't resonate with you, it's the universe, it's the mother, it is Gaia, it is the field, it's a quantum field, it's soul, it's the universe, whatever you want to say. And that's exactly what I want to dive into now. Oh, what a beautiful transition into exactly what I want to talk to you. So I'm so excited talking about this. So now we have broken down the ego again, once again. Once again. And now let me tell you what I believe from the bottom of my heart, in the depth of my soul, and that's the freedom for all. Today I'm a very in a good mood because again, as I said, like I'm living more and more the way that I really feel like I want to say what I say from the depth of my soul so I can die tomorrow. If I die tomorrow, I have said what I said, the most important thing. So what I believe is that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. What does that mean? I believe that we are souls that have decided to incarnate into these bodies. I believe that we have chosen our parents. We have chosen the karma that we want to work through. I believe that we have chosen to be here at this time on this planet right now. And our job is to remember. Again, the word remember, very interesting word. Remember, to recollect, right? Member, like different members, different parts of ourselves, to bring them all together into oneness, into wholeness. So we remember the parts of ourselves, who we are, who we are. We remember who we are, that we are this soul. This infinite soul that came to planet Earth to learn. I've heard that this plane that we are in, this continent, this continent, this Earth, this planet is a planet of, it's like a school, literally. It's like a school, and we came here to learn. And we learn by the expansion of consciousness and the level of embodiment. Oof, I am looking forward to speak about this because this is getting so real and so good. So our job is to remember who we are as spiritual beings in this human experience, in these bodies. We need to learn why we are. We need to remember our purpose, right? Why are we? Why am I here? Like, what am I doing here? Why? Again, as I said, I believe that we're here to learn. And I believe that we're here to give our perspective, our gifts, as it said, our gifts, our energy, what we've learned, what has helped us to get back to the state of remembering. We are here to spread love. We're here to spread awareness and to help other people to become like to remember and to be in their authentic, original, free nature. That's what I believe. And I believe that we have to know where we are. Oof, that's a big one. I didn't invent that. Most of the things that I'm saying here go to people that I've listened to my mentor, to my studies. And even though if I don't mention all the names, because probably I don't know all the names, but I want to give thanks and reverence to everybody that I've learned and to known and unknown sources. So I want to give thanks where thanks is due. So we need to know where we are. Where are we? I believe we are in the Garden of Eden. We are on this planet. We are already in heaven. We are here, and heaven is a state of mind. And at the same time, I believe that we are in hell. Oh my God, absolutely. I believe we are in hell. And I believe that there are so many beings on this plane, animals, plants, insects, right? Like the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the human kingdom. And there are so many different versions of humans, right? There are demons. I believe in that. What is a demon? I believe a demon is a lower thought form entity, right? These are lower vibrational embodiments, people that are, more lower frequency. I don't want to go too deep into this. So, and we have to learn, especially if you're listening to this, I believe that you are a soul. You're currently enlightening. You're currently waking up. You are maybe already on your path of remembering your soul essence being. You are, and I believe that you're chosen to be, take a role. It sounds so big, but it's simply requires you to be you and to do what you love. It sounds very easy, and I mean it. And if you want help in the purification process and learning more about the technology, the science of creating your reality, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I teach. And I'm going to share a little bit about this now. So, what is transformation, right? Transformation is the unlearning of the human condition. So, we came here and we came here through the portal of our mothers. And then we got conditioned. We got conditioned by the DNA. So, as I said, we are souls incarnated into these bodies, and these bodies carry their own karma. Our bodies carry the information of our physical ancestors, right, inside our cells, our DNA, our blood. And this is something that we have to learn to navigate and use as well. It's a gift as well, but also some things need to be purified. And I also believe that we are conditioned by just where we are. We are conditioned by the thinking of the time. We're conditioned by our parents. We are conditioned by culture. We're conditioned by school, by education. We're conditioned by media. We're conditioned by all the things that influence us. And I believe that it's for us to unlearn. And I believe that we live in a time where it's quite not maybe easy, but maybe yes, because we live in a time of information overflow. But it's important to first activate the internal system. And that's what we do in transformational work. We can get flooded with information and we can't work with those information. I believe that people are being like too absorbed in the outside, and the real goal and the real path is inside. It's about knowing thyself, right? It's the journey within. It's to decondition, it's to reconnect with the soul. So again, it's about coming back to innocence. I totally love that phrase, the return to innocence. There is this song, and it just popped up on my playlist, and I was like, I know this song. It used to be a pop song on the radio when I was younger. And I will suggest you to listen to it, The Return to Innocence, because that's what it is. Our souls are innocent. And I believe that we're here to, as I said, if you're listening to this, you are a part of it. It's part of the awakening. We're here to help humanity to spread the light or to heal them through whatever modality you want to serve, being light workers. But also, again, we're here to remember where we are. And I spoke about this in the last episode and before. I have hurt myself, burned myself, lost myself in so many interactions because I didn't realize that most people are not like me. Most people are not light workers, and people are attracted to me and they want to suck out the life force. I'm saying this with so much fun, but if you realize and if you understand, it is actually, it's funny. Like we transpass it. It's just real. I'm going to continue like that. I don't even want to go back and say, like, oh, yeah, it's hard. It is hard. Like, when you go through it, as I said, I had suicidal thoughts. I thought about, like, this life is not worth living. I hate it here. But I continued because I have too much of reverence for the creator, and I have deep trust in the purpose of things. So I just continued, and now I'm here and I'm very happy. So we will talk more about that. So coming back to innocence is also, many times you have probably heard it, it's called opening your heart. And as I said, it's about getting hurt so many times that your heart cracks open, right? Like if you see it like a shell, right? Your heart is in a shell. But the shell has to break because the shell is the ego. And then you break it and it hurts. But then once it's broken open, you're not really hurt anymore because you became the pain. You became the pain. And at the same time, you became the love. So it's really about opening your heart, and it's about being a free channel. Like you're literally a channel, a conduit, a conductor, like a pipe. Yeah, like a pipe, right? You become a free channel for love. You become a ch free channel for the divine to come through you and to heal yourself first through the light that flows through your body. I hope that's clear. Like I feel like I want to just share it how it comes through. If you have questions, contact me on my social media channels, but I think it's clear. So you open up, you become a channel for light, for it's light is also information, right? Information, love, frequencies. And we see all kinds of people doing all kinds of things with their light. Some people sing. Like they have this higher realm frequencies. They sing, some people dance, some people are teachers, some people are painters, some people are DJs, some people do other things. Like everybody does whatever they do with the light they have to share it with the world, right? But again, coming from overflow, that's why I shared with you the story of the beginning of check if you are still hurt. Right? You love something and you want to share it with others, but why are you sharing it with them? Because you need validation, or because actually you just want to share the light. You understand? So just like other people who came before us, and with other people, I mean other people who knew about this. And I always like to say, just like Jesus. There were so many other people as well, but I always want to give thanks to Jesus because I have gotten to know Jesus quite early in my life. And he's a cool dude. I always realized, like, I think he's like, he was really literally my role model, especially about like going to the sick people and to like being non-judgmental about people. But today I'm definitely also on the path of the feminine. So let's recognize all the women. Isis, Medusa, Marie Magdalene. Let's recognize all the goddesses, Ezili Freda. So many. There are so many. There are so many different energies, right? But let's stay with Jesus because so many people know Jesus and like what he wanted to do. I always say that Jesus was a life coach. Like Jesus said, "Hey guys, I will teach you who you are in this plane, and I'm a metaphysician." He was right. So, and that's what I want to share with you today. We are perfect. We are all perfect the way we are. Sometimes it kind of annoys me when people say, "Yeah, we're all not perfect." Yeah. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean we're not perfect? My body, I believe that my body is perfect. Like I just want to say that today I went to the gym and then after that I went into the sauna and I looked at myself in the mirror and I am definitely not someone necessarily that you would like to that you would see on a runway of a Victoria's Secret show. But honestly, I don't even desire to be. Like I love my body and I think I'm perfect. And I think there's nothing wrong with saying that. Like I love myself and that's everybody should love themselves. We are so trained to find fault within ourselves. I mean, yeah, I mean, do I make mistakes? Totally. But I still believe that I'm perfect, not in a narcissistic way, but in a way of everything is perfect. Even if my leg is not straight, right? Even if my teeth are not straight, even if my skin is not 100% clear, I still think I'm perfect. Right. And I think you're perfect too. Let's just normalize that. We're perfect. Right. And I believe that we're born perfect and the world has everything, this planet, I mean, not the world. The world, why I like to make a distinguishment here is the world is actually the matrix. Like the world is the mindset. The world is the paradigm. But the earth is the living being, the organism we live on, Gaia, Mother Nature, our friend. She's our mother. And the world has everything. The earth, I mean, the earth has everything we need to sustain our bodies, the food, the water, what we need. So it's all about naturalness, being natural, natural remedies. About herbs, about metals, about crystals, about water, about frequencies, right? That's we have everything on this planet. We don't need man-made things. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. Everybody believes something else, and that's okay. And I am not dogmatic about things, but up until now in my life, that led me to the conclusion that I don't necessarily need man-made things to get into wholeness. So two more things and then we're done for today. I hope it makes sense. I hope everything made sense for you, why I shared what I shared from the beginning to here. What I believe is, again, as I said, that the process of transformation is a scientific process. So I said, why are we here? Like, our job is to remember. Our job is to remember. And I mean it, it's the job. It's your job to remember, to pull all parts of yourself back together. And that is part of the healing journey, to collect the parts of yourself and to. Again, that's my job, and that's what I do. That's what I help people do is to transform. Transform means purification, right? I use a 10-step process that I learned from my mentor. 10 steps of transformation is knowing who you want to be, right? Calling in your highest self, then anchoring that higher self, and then releasing, purifying, learning how to work with fear, as I said, facing the deepest fears and purifying it, learning how to forgive and let go of all the resentments that you're still carrying for others and for yourself, purifying yourself. Then it's about learning a little bit in the beginning also of the laws, and especially the law of forgiving and giving and letting things circulate. It's really a lot of shedding, right? It's about shedding skin. It's letting go of things. It's giving away, not clinging onto things, not being so in control and tight about things. It's about letting things go, right? So you become more and more in tr you come more and more into trusting universal law. Yeah. And then it's about learning how to use your mind, focus thinking. We can talk about meditation, but we can also talk about focus thinking. Focus thinking, it's about solution-oriented thinking, and then learning more, like step by step, learning more and more about manifestation. But manifestation can only happen. You can only learn to the science of manifestation if you're purified. Because if you are not purifying yourself, you will manifest things that come from a lower nature. I want to say that again. That's why I believe that this is why so many people, why manifestation, it doesn't really work for them, or manifestation works for them, because manifestation always works, but manifestation doesn't really work for you, is because you don't know what you want. Or maybe you think you know what you want, but it's of a lower nature. It's more of a revenge, or it's more of you don't know who you are. So you just manifest, like, no disrespect, but you manifest like low-level things. This is also what I can say, where people are being, oh, I don't know, I don't want to go too deep into it, but I think this is where people do like low-level magic, right? Witchcraft and spelling people and cursing people and things like that. We don't need that. It's for children, right? It's real. It's real. It's so real. It's so real, but that's not what we're doing. Like, we're here to become the most highest version of ourselves. So that's why transformation is so important, to purify our hearts and to let go of the resentments and let go of the evilness and the wickedness, right? We want to let go of all these things because we want to transcend and we want to become purified. That's again the word that I want to say, to become clean. We want to come clean. We want to come clean, and we don't want to judge ourselves. We don't want to be trapped in guilt and shame and judgment. We want to release all of that. It's like it's a purification, detoxification, right? Getting rid of all these lower energies and forgiving ourselves to come from a higher mind, and then to really be anchored into a new reality. That's the level of transformation I'm speaking about. That's purification, purifying your heart, becoming more love, becoming a clearer channel. And yeah, like there are more steps to it, but if you want to know more, become a student. And then the next level after purification, and it goes on and on. Like I'm not done. Like I really want to say that it goes on, and we have to do it again and again and again. And because the world in itself, it's just like, yeah, that's also something that my mentor said. It's like brushing your teeth, right? As long as you are in this human experience, you have to brush your teeth every day. Especially like probably twice a day. You brush your teeth, you wash yourself every day, you wash your hair every now and then, you know, and you just purify your body. You scrub off the dead skin, And all of that, you become new, you become clean every day, every day, every day. Because just living in this atmosphere, just living in the world, just living wherever you live is becoming dirty, so-called, right? We become dirty by just living in the atmosphere that we live in. The mind becomes dirty, so we have to do mental hygiene. The spirit becomes dirty, so we have to do spiritual hygiene. The body becomes dirty, we have to do physical hygiene. Yeah. So that's important. Stay purified, stay clean. Cleaning the house. If I speak about that, you know me, cleaning the house all the time. Right? Keeping it clean, like getting rid of things that are stagnant, dirty energy, let it go. Right? So important, so important. I'm loving it. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. I'm just speaking, I'm just letting it flow. Again, I just want to leave something valuable for you here. So now I want to tell you two things about what happens after the level of deep purification, deep cleansing. Now is the time where you can learn to be really a student of the metaphysical principles, being a student of transformation. And this is also for me, like for my students, it's the next level. The next level is like the first program is the Dream Builder. It's transformation, it's purification. The next level is life mastery. And then we learn about the energies of intention, transformation, and manifestation. Intention, transformation, manifestation. You see, there's another layer of transformation here because transformation goes on and on and on. So it's always about purifying another layer. Becoming someone else, right? Becoming the version that we need to be in order to manifest whatever we want to manifest. Yes. So this is a science. And that's what I want to say again. I always say that just by listening to the content, and I totally love to create all that value. And I want you to drink from it. I wish that. I wish that. But it's a science. It's just like going deep into studying mathematics. That's what it is. It's science. It's a science. It's an art and a science of transformation. It's an art and a science of manifestation. It's about learning more and more about the universal principles. It's a learning more and more about connecting to the higher dimensions of reality. And this is exactly where we are now. Like, as everyone is saying in the collective, like, we are now stepping into the fifth dimension. Some people will stay in the third dimension, some people will get lost in the fourth dimension or whatever. But being in the fifth dimension means to really live more and more on the mental plane and to see things manifesting quickly. Right? Seeing things manifesting quickly. And that's why it's so important to first purify ourselves, to go through the fire of transformation. Because we really, like, there's this saying, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. And I can definitely tell you about it. My God, I have had so many painful experiences because I had pure, impure, dirty desires. I did. I had dirty desires, selfish desires, low-level desires. Like, I'm just gonna be very blunt. So, and now, if it's true, like if the quickening is happening, you want to be clean, you want to be purified, you want to be on a high frequency, and you want to learn how to manifest properly. So it can be in alignment, and that's the key here, can be in alignment with your soul. Just as we bring our soul in alignment with the mind, we bring our body in alignment with the brain. We align the desires of the body with the desire of the brain. The brain is the electronic signal that sends out whatever it is that we desire. And the body is the receptive, the body is the magnetic, the body is the receiving. It's plus and minus, right? It's again, as I said, it's a science, metaphysics, physics, right? Metaphysics, learning how to create reality. You can also call it magic, right? Or you can call it a science. You can call it a technology. It's learning the operating system. Oh, that's the word. It's about learning the operating system of the full human, right? When we use everything we are to its full potential to become who we are meant to be, creators, right? Creators with the infinite. Oof. Creating with the infinite. That's what we want. So I hope that gave you a little input right here. And again, I want to say it. I am starting my next live mastery course. It's always a 6 month cycle, and you can jump in every month because every month is an own individual module. So it can be gone through like month by month, but that's what I start on the 1st of February. So if you are interested, if you believe that you're already purified and you have gone through transformational work, it is now time to jump into life mastery and then to learn the qualities or the technology, the formula of creating different results in your health, in your abundance, and in your relationships. So we're always about creating full spectrum life because everything influences the other. Yeah. So again, the Dream Builder system, if you feel like you want to work with me, the Dream Builder system is for purification, transformation, and everyone. I want to say that again. If you haven't really gone through working with a mentor or a real, let's say that a real metaphysician, someone who is actually really trained in a system of transformation, whoever that might be, it could be initiate, it could be a life coach, as I said. Yeah, if you haven't done that, I would highly recommend to always start with a dream builder. Always, all of my clients start with a dream builder. There's no one that can jump to a higher lecture because it's like in school, as I said, we live on planet Earth, and it's a school. And also the curriculum that I teach is a school. So you don't jump from class zero to class 10. Right? You go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you come to 10. That's how it goes. And the slower, the better. We don't want to rush. You're already perfect. You don't need anything. You don't need me. You don't need the program. You don't need nothing. You can do whatever you want. That's where we are. It's a universe. It's a plane of free will. Do whatever you want, right? But if you want, if it's calling you, you will know. You will know. You will know. Your soul will know. If you want, jump in. Let's get a crack in and let's create this reality, like purposeful, with intention, and really in alignment with your soul. All right. So it's time to become superhuman. It's time to become who we've always known to be. And I believe now is the time to really, yeah, just play. That's what it is. It's about playing. Like, I believe that's what it's about. If you know the rules, you know, you can play. So let's play the game and let's have fun. That's what I believe in. So much love. I'm going to end this episode here now. It was long. I had something to say. I'm sending you so much love. Bye.